Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good day to you, everybody, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening. It can be evening. I know we do have some people from time to time join us from Nikken, Europe, or Europa. And those of you listening to the recording, it could be any time of the day. So good day to you, and I want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live. And just as a reminder for those of you who may be new or newer to our format that we usually do, today is one of those usual formats where we have a wonderful guest with us. And then after we say sayonara or goodbye or aloha to our guest, we will run through a bunch of announcements, and I got a bunch today. For some reason, I've been kind of stockpiling up all week of stuff that has come across my mobile desk, which usually is anywhere in the winter months, somewhere near the wood stove, because that's where I like to work. I don't have an official office. The desk is where I park myself. But a lot of stuff has come down the pike this week that I want to bring to your attention that I think is going to be helpful to you. So we'll go over that and then open up the line for a little bit of Q&A when we're done. But let's get right underway. I have been trying to corner this young lady to get her to share on Saturday AM Live for, well, let's say quite some time. And it's not that Liz has been avoiding me. But it's that her sponsors have been protecting her. And I'm not sure what people think that Vance Rogers is going to do when he asks for a simple conversation on the phone. But Liz, tell us, or at least you could share why I think I've been so fascinated with wanting to get you on the call. I think it's more for your background and what you saw in Nikken when you decided to kind of sink your teeth into it. Mm-hmm. But tell us a little bit about yourself and where you've come from, what you've done, prior to Nikken.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. What a great way to start off my weekend. And so hello to everybody from all places afar. It's fun to be talking with you. I'm Liz Jamison. I'm a business coach. So in my day job, I help entrepreneurs to be successful. And so that's one of the kind of fun things, I think, about my background. I got my first entrepreneurial legs in having a website design and development company in L.A. A number of years ago. I saw an opportunity in the market and said, oh, wow, this thing is, you know, really growing. Everybody's going to want to get on board. And so that was my first big entrepreneurial experience, and of course now I am a Nikken person all the time. I work a lot, and so when I'm not working at my day job, I'm working in my Nikken business.
Okay, and you said, did I catch you right? You said L.A. as in Los Angeles?
Uh-huh.
But now you're up in the Seattle-Tacoma area, okay? You kind of missed a big step there for me, or maybe I just didn't catch it. L.A. to the northwest is water and oil.
it's even more so if you understand I'm originally from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, my goodness, okay.
So originally from Dallas and then went to school up in Minnesota, and then spent about 10 years in Los Angeles, and now I'm in the Olympia, Washington area. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's cold for me, and I never have gotten used to the rain, really, but it is beautiful here.
So, web designer / business coach / Nikken wellness consultant. How did Nikken come into the life of a web designer?
Well, you know, at the time, when I moved from Los Angeles, you know, I left behind my web company there, and I moved up to Seattle, and I was looking for something. You know, I was looking for something that could help me to get free, and I saw Nikken, and I said, this is it. This is the tool. This is the way or the access for me to get free, like financial freedom, time freedom, And I was really clear. That was my intention. That's what I wanted and still am working on today.
Okay. And most people, about 99.9% of us, get introduced to Nikan, or part of the process is because of the amazing solutions that we have. I can look back to every single person that I've met. There's always, you know, well, I was dealing with this, and then all of a sudden I bought this, or I made this investment, and it went away. So far here, in the couple minutes we've been getting together, you haven't said anything about a product experience. You simply saw Nikan as a business opportunity, and that's really not the norm for most. So what was there, I mean, something that just jumped out at you, or had you heard a story of people, or you said that, man, these are the solutions that are going to help save America and the rest of the world from the plight of the big pharmacy companies? And, I mean, what
yeah.
happened? Well, I mean, what was that tipping point where the light bulb, you know, kind of went on?
Well, I saw the possibility, you know, of network marketing. And so then it was just a matter of choosing a company for me. And I really, like I said, I got into it for the business opportunity. I didn't know hardly anything about the product.
Okay.
I just knew they were natural, you know, health and wellness. And I knew that there is this, you know, aging baby boomers thing happening right now. Again, I saw an opportunity in the marketplace where, you know, I said, this is a huge growth industry, and it's going to be for, you know, most of the rest of our lifetime, and there's an opportunity here. So it was first the business for me, and product came second. Of course, I had great product experiences after that. But my initial conversations and how when I first signed up, it was for the business.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So what have you been able to do as far as with the, you know? And again, I'm not trying to gravitate towards the products because I know. Alan Fujioka and I were speaking about this last night, and he said, you know, Vance, his sponsor actually had built a solid network marketing business with another company, and, I mean, really, really big, and then there were some issues that happened, and he had to walk away from that, and then he, I'm not sure how he and Alan met, but he, from the get-go, he was always saying, hey, Alan, if you really want to make the business go, you've got to focus on the business. You've got mm-hmm. to allow people to see what we know is to be true about the industry. That's like with any business. I mean, if you're going to have a restaurant or if you're going to have a photocopy business or, you know, whatever it is, like with you, a web design, you focus on the business. Of course, you tell people that you're a web designer and you'll design everything, but your focus is always, you know, business first. And sometimes I think we miss that. Not sometimes, but I think all the time we miss that because we get so excited about what these products, what these solutions have done for us or our loved ones or a mm-hmm. neighbor or all that stuff. So that was not the case with you.
Yeah, and, you know, today, you know, I know how powerful the products are, and I do get excited about them as well. But to me, the best product is freedom, and that's provided by the business opportunity.
Okay. Okay.
And, of course, you know, you got to have your health to enjoy that freedom. You know, as Dennis Estes says, you know, the financial and time freedom, and to have the health and longevity to enjoy it. Right, so Nikan is the whole package to include all of those pieces that allow you to have the freedom and also enjoy that freedom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm reminded, and I've used it I don't know how many times this week in showing people, taking a minute and showing them the last 10 years of your life video, which if anybody who's listening to this call has not seen that, it's a great gateway to get people to think about that. And that could be, you know, physical and it can be financial. Liz, what do you use when you sit down with somebody? I mean, as a business coach, obviously you're coaching in a variety of different fashions. But when you sit down with somebody to introduce them to Nikan, What do you use? What is it, some of your favorite tools that you like to leverage?
Well, I like to use the Healthy Child, Healthy World video, especially when I'm talking to moms or grandmas. You know, they seem to really resonate with that. And I use the Last 10 Years of Your Life one. And, oh, I just love the new LinkedIn Life and Balance one that we've had the last little while.
Okay.
It moves me every single time, and it reminds me why I do this work. So I like to use that one as well.
Okay. And, you know, reviewing the, going back this week and reviewing them again, what Ben Woodward has presented to us, and I'd love to get your thoughts on what, and hopefully you have seen some of the Ben Woodward clips that have been shared, that have been kind of the last 3 weeks. What are your thoughts on Ben Woodward? I mean, being from the business world and being focused on the business.
I think, you know, the new direction we're taking is really exciting, and I think Ben is a great leader. He's so accessible, you know. When I heard him speak in San Antonio, I just, wow, you know, here's someone who, you know, really grasps all the aspects of the business, but also people, you know, really gets people. And it's so easy to be with, easy to interact with, understandable. You know, so I think he's going to be a great leader to help us pull a lot of different markets together and really leverage all the resources of NECED to support all of us better.
Well, I think that's one of the things that when you talked about the Life and Balance video, is he said something that really resonated with me, is you say pulling things together, is having a simple website that whether you're in America or in Australia, when you type in NECED.com, everybody's going to see the same website. And, mm-hmm. I mean, how great is that to support what we're doing? And then if you register somebody as a customer in, you know, Colombia or, you know, Sweden, they're going to see the same customer support page that we see here. It's all going to be uniform. And for those of you who haven't been as privy or kind of been in the informational loop, Ben Woodward is NECED's managing director in Europe. I think that's his title. I don't know all these titles because I am so much not in the business realm of all the different management structure and all that stuff. But Ben is making the migration, or immigration, I should say, with his family to the States, and he will be working out of number 2 corporate place in Irvine, and relieving part of the responsibilities that Kurt Foley has been acting as CEO and president. And with that, as I like to refer to him as the token Brit, coming from England, the guy's marketing experience is just profound. I want to go back to something you just said, having met him in San Antonio and heard him speak, what went through your mind when you first thought, okay, wait, what is this? Because the folks in San Antonio, and I feel like I was partially there because I got a lot of information via my parents, but those of us who were there physically and got to see and experience Ben, how do you think, what were some of your initial thoughts, Liz, about Ben Woodward?
Well, like I said, I thought he's just very accessible and that he would be a great leader. He has a vision, you know. He sees this vision of a worldwide meeting that's more united, that's more leveraged. And I just think he's a perfect leader to take that vision and begin to implement it and to help all of us to implement it. I heard on Dave Johnson's call a week or two ago, he was telling how being at the top of the heaps for the United States, he said it's, you know, sort of lonely there. And he said he asked Ben Woodward if he would be his foster sponsor. So isn't that interesting, you know, that somebody who, you know, pretty much everyone in the United States is under him would say to Ben, you know, will you be my foster sponsor? So mm-hmm. that tells you something about how Dave sees Ben's role in the company and asked him to influence him and work with him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty great.
You know, and I think, too, Liz, some of the concepts that he shared with the, I mean, I've been around this industry since I was 10 years old, so I'm going on 36 years now, and some of the concept that he has shared, completely fresh and invigorating. Shop and share. You know, I've heard the word shop. I've heard the word share, obviously. But to put those together, to introduce people to Nikan as a quality enrollment and say, this is what we want you to do. And if you're game on it, you know, we'd like to show you how you can actually generate some really nice income out of this. And if those of you who are listening, if you've not watched one or all of the short video segments that Ben introduced to the members of Team Kaizen coming on 3 weeks ago now, I cannot implore you enough to watch those. It's just, if you're listening to this call, I know you're more than just a product user, and I cannot encourage you enough just to take a few minutes, even if you just watch the one that I included in my email this week, because I think that is a general overview of what it is that Liz sees as a business-minded person. You know, this is the real deal. And where we're going here in a few weeks when they start to unveil some of this stuff, and then leading up to the 40th anniversary global convention, whole new world. Liz, have you heard any of the rumors about, I can't remember who I heard it from this week, but new direction in sleep as far as a gentleman or somebody from Oxford University is going to be speaking to us in March in Orlando on the topic of sleep. And how that's really going to, have you heard anything about that, or is that?
I hadn't. No.
Okay. See, and I thought, man, you know, maybe you'd heard some stuff that could validate what I heard, because it was kind of in passing, and I went, wait a second, and of course I was on a conference call, so I couldn't stop the person to go back and do it. So I may have to do some more follow up on that. Liz, I'm curious too, as a business coach, as a web designer. What have you felt in sharing with Nikan, with people? What are some of the phrases that you use to start a conversation or to see if the person's open? When I looked at, because I've been tracking, when Nikan, and let me digress here a little bit, when Nikan started tracking and showing the two for the win, award winners, those of us who were sponsoring people onto AutoShip with the intent that, you know, that would be their entry and at least start there, which is a huge focus of what Ben is encouraging us to do with a quality enrollment. You signed up six people who got on AutoShip in 1 month. And to date, I'd have to double check, but I believe that you're the only one in North America that's done that. And I'm not patting you on the back or, you know, saying, ooh, let's throw a party for Liz. We managed to pull off four in 1 month, and that was a stretch. But introducing six people who get on AutoShip, I know that those came as a result of doing a 21 club. But what do you say to people to get them to sit down and come to the table with you and take a look at Nikan? What are some of the questions you're asking? Or is it changed from person to person?
Well, you know, one thing I focus on is building those long-term relationships. So, you know, at any given point in time, I try to have a lot of conversations going on. At any given point in time, I can pull on people who I might not have connected with for a while, and I want to reconnect with them and have a conversation with them about, you know, where they are now and what they're looking for now, really pulling out of them what they need and want at this point in their lives. So a lot of them are just reconnect meetings where I'm asking them and trying to get at, you know, what do they really want? You know, what are they, you know, I think somebody in San Antonio said, you know, what do you ache for?
That's a good way to phrase it.
Yeah. You know, so it's not just the sort of surface answer to what do they really want? It's more of the, what do they, make that deep emotional connection with? Or some people call it hot buttons. What are their hot buttons where they have a strong emotional charge on something that they would like to have that would make their heart sing, or that would they would like to not have happening in their life, that's a pain point for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to find what those emotional hot buttons are and then link Nietzsche or either the business opportunity or product, whatever is fitting for them to those emotional hot buttons so that they can see a possibility for their own life that they could actually have the thing they say they want. And then usually they're open enough to take an action called, spend a little more time with me to go through the process. If I can find that hot button and have them see the possibility for their own life, that having a conversation with me could give them access to something. So a lot of times, that's how it will go. And by the way, I just wanted to mention, too, as I'm coaching business people from all different industries, everybody on this call, I just want you to know how good you've got it.
Okay, well, expound on that. What do you mean? How good do we have it?
I've got a couple different gals business plans sitting on my desk right now that they've been working on. And these are people that they're going to borrow $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 to get their businesses started.
Ooh.
In other industries. And so I'm just telling you, you've got the leverage conversation going on here. You don't need to spend or borrow $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 to get your Nietzsche business going. I just want you to know you're using leverage. You have low overhead, which many businesses don't, and that can make all the difference. Because you can be profitable every single month just based on the actions that you take. Because, in other businesses, they may have, overhead costs of thousands of dollars a month. You don't have that. So there's a lot of leverage in that. And so I just want you to know, among businesses in general, you've got it really good. You've picked well. You chose well in terms of a very leveraged business model. It doesn't take all of that either at startup or ongoingly for you to be successful in your business and for you to make a profit every single month. You don't have to wait a year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years to be profitable because you're an Econ.
Well, and you look at a $60 membership startup and we're in business and Nikon is constantly tweaking what people will gain for that $60. It's changed over the years, obviously, in the 22 years that I've been with the company. But the core thing still remains the same, that we're in business for ourselves, but not by ourselves. I heard that phrase 22 years ago. That's one thing that time and time again, when Dennis Williams said that statement, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. As Dave Johnson said, it's kind of lonely at the top. Well, none of us are Dave Johnson, so we don't have to be worried about being lonely because we've got a whole slew of people. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And the fact of the matter is when you borrow that kind of capital of what you just said, those kind of dollar amounts, that really kind of separates you into a whole different group versus the average American. Because that's typical what it takes to start a business. But $60 and getting on auto ship and buying an arsenal of products and kind of getting out the door and then going and sharing people and connecting with Nikon, that's not a typical business model, but it is for us because I think one of the things I learned from Mac and Pat years ago is that we go back and look at the history of our country 100 years ago, 95% of people had their own business or they worked in the family business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case today. And I would like it to be. I would like for people to take ownership of their own lives back because, as you said, that the best product is freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's a lesson we can take, though, from the people who are out there starting businesses right now, and they are borrowing those large amounts of money that they're going to be on the hook for now for years. There's a lesson we can take from that and use for our own businesses, which is being invested, right? So even though you didn't have to borrow, you know, 200 grand to get your business going, it would behoove us to act as if we had invested that much money, wouldn't it? Because sometimes when people get into our business, because they haven't invested a lot, they may, you know, feel like they don't have a lot of skin in the game here and not really treat it like a business. So I just want to invite everybody to look from the perspective of, or, you know, act as if or pretend you do have 200 grand in your business and your life is at stake, your livelihood is at stake, because guess what? Your freedom is at stake. So yeah. I just want to invite you to take on that perspective and play the game as if you have your life on the line that way, because truly you do.
Well, and you answered my last question that I was going to ask before I could even ask it, because that really was. I wanted to leverage on the fact of, as a business coach, what do you see out there in the marketplace, and what do we really have here with Nikan? And you nailed that one. I have this experience of seeing both my parents have businesses, and it's so different in a conventional business versus what we have with Nikan. The freedom to be able to go spend time with people in their home or in their workplace or something that's a place that's neutral and just sit and share and build relationships, and at the same time we're building a business. And that's so uniquely different. And that's what network marketing has to offer, or, as you know, Ben said, a different way of looking at it is a collaborative marketing, you know, collaborative entrepreneurship, relationship marketing. That's really what we're all about. And
yeah, I think the pendulum is really swinging back towards entrepreneurship. You know, in the last, as you were saying, you know, historically in the United States, for instance, you know, we saw when this country got rolling, who started it was entrepreneurs. And a lot of our founding fathers were entrepreneurs. And many people, you know, a large percentage of the American population for a long time were entrepreneurs. And you had to generate your own income. That was how people lived. And then we kind of swung to the industrial age and employment in large companies and factories, right? And then I believe now it is swinging back to where there's, you know, obviously jobs are going away. They are either leaving the country or they're being replaced by technology. You know, the market has changed, and now we're in this information age, and the pendulum is swinging back to entrepreneurship, where we have to be accountable for our own life, our own career path and livelihood. And we can't count on corporate America, and believe me, I've experienced it myself, you know, been laid off from a really, you know, a number of years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. Now, I had a great, I thought, corporate job, you know, made good money, you know, really enjoyed it. And, you know, me and my whole department got laid off, my whole team, they all got laid off. And we were all considered not a core part of the business that we were in, even though we were the only revenue-generating arm of the business. How smart was that, right, for the people who did that? But anyway, so, you know, we obviously, from my own experience, and I think that of many, many others, including many people who are involved in Nikan, like Pam and Charles Foster, you know, the industry changed. Their industry changed, and they saw, hey, you know, this is not going to go well. We have to take accountability for making our own life happen, our own income happen. And we're not going to just sit around and wait and be at the effect of or at the mercy of or a victim to whatever somebody else decides. As Susan Carver said so well in San Antonio, you got to fix your own plate. You know, for those who weren't in San Antonio, go online on YouTube and look up Susan Carver Fix Your Own Plate, because I posted my video of Susan Carver's talk, and she was the opening talk for San Antonio. And I'm telling you, I've watched that video almost every day since my trip to San Antonio. It's such an important message about, she makes the analogy, fixing your own plate. In other words, having your own life be the way that you say you want it to be. The importance of that, not leaving it to others, not leaving it to default, you know, how your life goes. You don't have to live that way.
You actually have
it how you want. And if you look at some of the examples, like Mac and Pat, you can see it's actually possible. Mac and Pat are leaving Cancun today to go to Costa Rica, right? They've been, you know, driving ATVs through the jungle and going zip lining and sitting at the beach, and they are having a great time. And so I'm just telling you, this is like my why, you know, to gain your freedom and to offer that possibility to others. What better gift can you offer to others than their own freedom?
Yeah, and I don't remember, maybe you can help me remember, Liz, who was it in Tacoma a few weeks ago, because I know Susan wasn't there, but they shared that analogy that that Susan had talked about, you know, hey, you're coming up to a family dinner, you know, like Thanksgiving or Christmas or, you know, something, and you don't allow somebody else to fix the plate of food that you're about to eat. So why do we do that in our family life, in our business life, in our wellness, in our physical life? Why are we allowing somebody else the reins, you know, to take control of our life? Why do we do that? This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And I think the biggest thing that I've gleaned from what you've just shared here is that if we really do act like we have a business here and get a little oomph and a passion and pretend like we have leveraged, you know, $200,000, $300,000, that changes your perspective. It puts a little bit more on the line.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? You know, you want to approach your unique in business like your life is at stake.
Mm-hmm.
Your livelihood is at stake, because it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's your future, right? And you're the only one that's going to make it happen, right? The buck stops here with us. You know, it's our choice to lead our own life and to create something for our own family. And it's also our choice to use our life to make a difference with others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I get up, and that's what I get up excited to do every single day, is just be able to be with people, listen to them, love them up, and offer them some new possibilities for their own future.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate something that you have done beautifully, and that is so challenging to make the shift. As you know, I was talking with my friend Alan in Hawaii last night, is that when we introduce people to Nikan, we can't change the world with a power chip. We can't change the world with a power band bracelet or even a pair of hem strides. Sure, those are gateway. It's a gateway drug into the whole wellness home, so to speak. But really, when it comes down to it, what you keep reiterating here is that if you want freedom, what do we ache for? If we want to make it and create a future for ourselves, we've got to introduce people to the company.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes not by, you know, saying, oh, here, check out, you know, what this water did for me. We really owe it to them. And I know we're going to have some tools, some materials here in a few weeks' time that are going to make that much easier. I just know what Nikan's got in stake here. And, you know, someone like, again, not praising Ben Woodward as the savior of the universe, because I don't put people on that high of a pedestal. I simply know that the passion that I see coming through the conference calls that I've listened to, the YouTube videos that are out there, the webinar that I heard Wednesday night, I mean, for a guy to get up at whatever, oh, dark 30 in the morning, whatever time it was in Great Britain. I mean, and you can't, I mean, I know what it's like to be woken up out of a dead sleep in the middle of the night and respond as a volunteer firefighter. And even after you're awake for a good 20, 30 minutes, you still don't have the passion that he had coming through the webinar, through the computer lines. This is what it's all about. And, I mean, we really can do that. So I want to remind folks again, Susan Carver's, and Liz, thank you for posting that, but Susan Carver, Fix Your Own Plate.
Mm-hmm. As in plate of food. YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube.
You put in Susan Carver, Fix Your Own Plate, and it'll come up.
Yeah, and Carver is spelled C-A-R-V-E-R. And again, I feel like I've heard her say that because I can see her saying exactly what was shared in Tacoma, and I don't know if it was Colleen Edwards or if it was Maggie.
Christine.
Was it
Colleen? RMC, Christine.
That's right. That's right. It was Christine. She started the whole weekend with it. That's right. Okay. There was a lot of information in that weekend. But yeah, Christine was so gracious to share that, and that's right. And so I feel like having seen Susan in that same venue, but I really encourage you, everybody, to watch that, and I'll give you kind of an idea. We have to take ownership of this, and we really got to run with it. Well, Liz, I told you I would steal 35 minutes of your time, and I've done a little bit more than that. But I really appreciate this because I'm looking back at my notes, going, okay, yeah, this is what I wanted to glean, or what I wanted to suck right out of Liz Jamison. This is exactly
good.
So thank you so very, very much. And I appreciate it. I'm going to segue here and do some technical things. And by the way, if you came on late, our guest is Liz Jamison this morning. She's a new silver. She is featured in the winter 2015 issue of the Nikan Family Magazine, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in my announcements. But thank you again, Liz. Appreciate it greatly. And
you're
welcome to either stay on the line or hang up. It doesn't matter whatsoever. And I'm going to jump into some announcements here, but I got to do a couple quick things. So thank you again.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.